سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا. وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the most liked places by Allah are the masjids. The mercy of Allah comes on the Kaaba. And from the Kaaba at Makkah Mukarrama, the mercy of Allah goes to every masjid and musalla of the world, in every city, country of the world. And especially during the time of our daily five faras salah, Allah loves to see the males reading Salatul Jama'ah. May Allah guide us to read all our Salatul Jama'ah. And for 40 days we read Salatul Jama'ah, Allah will make our iman sincere and protect us all from hypocrisy and nifaq. And whom Allah loves, Allah give them tawfiq and guidance to sit little while extra in His house. Many people came for Isha Salah tonight. They read Salatul Jama'ah. But Allah Ta'ala knows best what's the reason they went away back home and they never sat for the program. And some people are sitting outside and talking and gossiping, but they can't spend the 10, 15 minutes in the house of Allah to listen to the talks of Deen. May Allah Ta'ala rectify my mistakes. Allah rectify everybody's mistakes. And may Allah give everybody tawfiq and guidance to enjoy the environment of the masjids, especially when advices of ayats of the Quran, hadith of Rasulullah mentioned, we should definitely take part in these programs. We are doing Surah Kahf from Para 15 for many weeks, and we reach ayah verse number 47 and 48. Where Allah Ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah, Judgment Day, which is 100% true. But before going to the day of Qiyamah, just the ayat before that, ayat number 46, which we did in the previous weeks, just to recap that ayat. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun عند ربك ثوابا وخير املا. Wealth and children are merely adornments of this worldly life. The lasting good deeds are best in the sight of your Rabb Allah in terms of reward and best in terms of expectation. We are living in this world, we need some money to live, to pay for monthly expenses. To earn our halal rose is also an ibadat. You don't ask people for zakat and charities. Nice, we have some employment. And the hand that gives charities is better than the hand that receives. But we mustn't be so engrossed in this worldly life that we forget about akhirat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned something similar to another ayat of the Quran. In the hadith, that if mankind has a valley of gold, he'll desire for a second valley of gold. And he get the second valley of gold, desire the third valley of gold. And only the sand of grave will satisfy this person. So we must have time to read Salatul Jama'ah, time to recite Quran, time to do deen work. Not that we spend so much time in the dunya that we don't get time to read Salatul Jama'ah, Yazubillah, or recite Quran, etc. And والباقيات الصالحات, the good actions that we do with sincerity and steadfastness, Allah will show it to us in Jannat and Akhirat, and we'll get the reward for it. Now let's come to verse number 47 and 48. Allah speaks about the day of Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah, when Allah will cause the mountains to fly like cotton wool, it will become. When you will see the earth as an open plain land, and we will resurrect them, not omitting any of them at all. Allah Ta'ala, Israfil alayhi salam, will blow the surah, Qiyamah will come, and all the mountains will be destroyed, and even the sun and the stars and everything. And the earth will be like a plain field. One Mawlana gave a beautiful example: when the Qiyamah will come, where the mountains and the hilltops will be destroyed, like our woman folk when they make roti, and when they're making the dough and they're spreading the dough comes flat and round with no weevils. But similarly, the earth, Allah will make it like that. And Allah will resurrect us. When a person passes away, we recite, Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. When you're putting sand in the grave, we are created from sand. We return back to sand and we'll be resurrected once again from sand. Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. May Allah grant us an easy reckoning and protect us from all types of azab. Then the next verse, وَعُرِدُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. Verse number 48 of Surah Kahf. They will be presented before your Rabb in rows. We have certainly brought you as we have created you the first time, but you deem that we would never fix an appointed time for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us the first time. When a Muslim makes nikah, and after nikah, when the husband and wife meets, Allah makes the mother pregnant, and then the baby is born. It happens through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah takes care of the baby in the womb of the mother. And also when after the baby is born, different stages of the life, become a baby, become children, become teenagers, become adults, becomes parents, grandparents. Allah Ta'ala is controlling the whole world, and also the creation of mankind, creation of animals, birds, snakes, scorpions. Those animals that are halal and those animals that are not halal, these are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those animals or insects that cause harm to Muslims or to mankind, cause harm to mankind, we recite the dua, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. And Bismillah al-Lazi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. And each one of us have to prepare for the life after death, have to prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Sometimes people ask, when will Qiyamah come? But ask ourselves, what preparation did we make for Qiyamah? And whoever passes away, his Qiyamah is already there. You don't get a chance to recite one more time Subhanallah, one more time Allahu Akbar. So The ulama say make muraqabah and muhasaba, contemplate about death, about the grave, about the life after death. And start our day with Fajr Salah, with Surah Yasin. Make some zikr, dua. And when you go to our workplace also, we can keep our mouth moist with the zikr of Allah. And a person is said, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa hayyu la yamut bi yadi al-khair. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Once, you get 1 million reward. And sometimes we can leave on Quran Sharif also in our workplace or the shop. When shop is a bit quiet, we got a wuzu tap to make wuzu. And recite Quran. I got one friend of mine, and Allah grant him sincerity and acceptance. So one day he told me himself, Alhamdulillah, whenever the shop gets a little bit quiet, I just take the Quran and start reading Quran. And he says, Alhamdulillah, not out of praises, not to name and fame. Minimum 3 paras a day he read only in the shop. And sometimes goes to 5 paras also. So I say, when the customer comes, I'm benefiting. And when the customer don't come, I say, I read Quran. That's the best thing. Well, I take that. If I don't, sometimes we don't have wuzu breaks and difficult to make wuzu. They take the tasbih and make the zikr of Allah. He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Subhanallah bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah bihamdi, adada khalqi, warida nafsi, wazinat arshi, wa imdada kalimati. Many other zikrullah. Let's do some hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كفى بالمرء كذبا ان يحدث بكل ما سمع. Mentioning Mishkar Sharif. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned something similar to this. For man to be classified a liar, it is sufficient that one narrates every hurt thing. Today we hear stories about people. Either you heard it personally or you read some article on the WhatsApp or SMS or whatever, or in a newspaper or something. But we never verify the information and we start relating it to others. Best is don't get involved into the disputes of others. Say, I don't know. Between they two, I'm not involved in that dispute. Let them sort themselves out. Don't involve me. Say, I don't. The best answer in any dispute is, say, I don't know. Allah knows best. Allah Ta'ala knows best. But a person just hears something and keep on, he'll tell 10 other people, no, that person told me this. And that 10 people tell another 10 people, and 100 people come to know. And then after 3-4, you come to it was all lies. There was no truth in the matter. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi has warned us, don't just relate anything that you hear. Anybody say, this person is like this, that person is like that. Allah Ta'ala knows best. And best thing to say, I don't know. Allah Ta'ala knows. Another hadith we'll read. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sibabul Muslimi fusuqun wa qitaluhu kufrun. Rawahu Mishkat. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned something similar to this. To abuse another Muslim or another man, human, especially Muslim referred to here, verbally, to use abusive language to a Muslim, it's a major sin. One is when a person gets angry sometimes, then we start using bad language. The best is recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and walk away from a heated argument. And you come to know that this person wants to start an argument or to speak something controversial with you, then wasbir ala ma yaquluna wahjurhum hajran jameera. Just be patient what they speak about you and separate from them in a dignified manner. So we don't waste our time in argument. He'll say one word, you'll say another word, and then one thing will lead to another. May Allah protect us. And especially at public places, when we come to the masjid for Faraz Salah, Friday Jummah Salah, at the entrance of the masjid where people are watching, We're going for a wedding, a funeral, going for a janaza. It's a funeral house, or it's a wedding occasion. Now, there you don't start something controversial and create a fight among family and friends. And the janaza is there, half an hour's time, the hearse is coming. And that's people in a different frame of mind. And they are reading Kul Huwallahu Ahad, Surah Yasin for the marhum. And you start a controversial topic there. Is not the right thing to do. So if you have some dispute in your private time and in privacy, do it. You don't have to make your problem public. Allah protect us. Then وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ. To kill an innocent Muslim, it's a major, major sin. You can leave the fold of Islam. وَمَنْ يَقْتَلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ إلى آخر الآية. Whoever kill an innocent Muslim, intentionally commit murder, it's a major, major sin. Allah protect us. So adopt good character and avoid arguments, debates, etc., unwanted debates. One more hadith we'll read. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Whosoever invented a new thing in deen is rejected. Whatever good action we do, whether it individually or collectively, it must be according to the teachings of the Quran and according to the authentic teaching of Rasulullah in the Hadith Kitab. Like Salatul Jama'ah, there's a lot of virtues. Nabi Sasa makes you feel like burning the homes of those that are reading Salat at home without a valid excuse. So similarly, other good actions that we do, take advice from Ulama-i Kiram. Did Nabi Sasa do this? If the Ulama explained to us Nabi Sasa did not do this, don't start something new in Islam, come under bid'ah and innovation. May Allah protect me and protect everybody. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, 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 wa bih